And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, fresh back from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. And we have a great guest in the studio from Rapala Lures, or Rapala, as Ricky calls it.
Rapala.
It's Brad. It doesn't matter. But Brad Styler will tell you right that. He's going to be here talking all kinds of fishing, all kinds of good stuff, because it's happening. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Sea and board boats for every lifestyle and budget at the Progressive Insurance San Diego International Boat Show. Now through Sunday at the Sheridan Hotel and Marina on Harbor Island. Tickets at SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup.
We're having a great time this morning. Already telling stories about Kingfisher and all the local fishing that's going on. It is just going to be a great show. What a perfect time to have Brad in here with that yellowfin just starting to filter in. And that great bluefin fishing's already been going on. All the yellows. It's just going to be a great show and lots to talk about.
Yeah, you missed a pretty good week of fishing here, but you had a pretty good week of fishing up in Kingfisher, Charles.
Oh, man, it was so cool, dude. Yeah, we had just an awesome, awesome trip. It was just kind of perfect. We had unbelievable weather and the fishing, honestly, as always at Kingfisher, it's so good up there. The time of year that you and Seth were able to make the Let's Talk Hookup trip happen, it kind of covers the fishing for you. You know you're going to have that great king salmon fishing. You know you're going to have great halibut and rock cod and the ling cods. It was just across the board. Everything one would want to catch in Alaska, salmon, halibut, and big cods, all were biting, and honestly, all biting really good.
Yeah, and perfect weather.
It was.
You had better weather than we had in Southern California, I think, huh, Brad? You've been there.
Absolutely.
You went there with us. Brad Styler, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great. we're kind of jealous here. We're hearing all these great stories about Kingfisher.
I know.
You've been there. It's a pretty awesome spot, huh?
It's great. I still, like I said, I've got it on my screensaver, the halibut we got, and I look at that every day and say, man, it was a great time.
Yeah, it's one of those places you just want to go again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. So, Ricky, so, of course, if people that follow us on Facebook and Instagram saw it, the monster.
The monster.
Gary White. As Gary said yesterday, he said, people said, how long did it take you to catch that fish? He said, 61 years.
Yeah, that's right. Gary.
So that's his target.
Gary's a big fish guy. Yeah. Gary could care. I mean, I shouldn't say care less, because that's not the case. I mean, he fishes hard for whatever we're fishing for, but he's less interested, we'll say, in salmon and less interested in rockfish. He wants a big halibut, or just a big fish. Whatever he's targeting, wants a big one, and just so into that. And he got it, man. We've been fishing together for quite a few years with Simon on the Mackay, and Gary wanted to fish with that guy because he's, you know, a big fish guy, and has been trying, and honestly, just about every year, Gary always seems to get the quote-unquote the big one of the trip, you know, whether that means a 100-pounder or a 150-pounder or a 200-pounder, but this was definitely Gary's year, and on our first day of fishing, he got, I mean, the biggest halibut I've ever seen. I mean, just...
Well, it's one of the ties or equals the biggest ever caught at Kingfisher Charters.
Yeah, certainly right up there. We were talking to Robert on the way home, and he said he couldn't remember ever one being weighed that was that big. You know, some that were, you know, estimated around that size and measurement about that same size, but as far as actually hanging on the scale, it's amongst the biggest ever weighed at Kingfisher, and that was a 360-pounder.
So it taped out at how big?
430
it taped out.
And the reason that's such a significant number, obviously, well, sure, it taped out that big, but it weighed this. Well, the majority of fish up there go off of that tape weight. It's not like being in San Diego where it's very easy to just come by a scale and crank her up and find out the weight. You have to go through quite a process to get a scale to hang one that big. So the majority of fish are done. There's a chart, basically, just inches per pound. If your fish is X amount of inches, it weighs Y amount. And that's the amount that most everybody uses. But, so, you know, for most comparison's sake, it was that giant number. But yeah, on a scale, 100% certified for sure, 360 even, 360.0. And it was such a cool looking fish, dude. I can't even begin to tell you.
A classic example of how big that fish was is now the slot size on the upper end is 80 inches, right?
Yeah, right.
How long was that fish?
Gary's fish was 92 and a half inches long.
Over a foot longer than the upper end of the slot, is almost unattainable, really, in most circumstances.
A lot of them, you're right. The upper end of the slot was designed so that if a guy had a fish of a lifetime...
Like this.
You still got to take it. And that was exactly the case, you know? It was Gary's fish of a lifetime, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really think in terms of a halibut as having a big mouth. You know, you think about lingcod or rockcod, they've got such a big mouth for their size. When that thing came up and it had its mouth open, shaking its head, and I know people use the analogy all the time, but it is absolutely the case. You for sure could have put a soccer ball in that thing's mouth. I mean, no problem. I know people say it all the time. It was so big you could. I mean, you really could have.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Crazy. And the tail, 28 inches long, the size of a legal sea bass.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's what we were saying the whole time. Like, that's a legal sea bass with. It was so cool.
I know Gary called Lions on a Haver because he wants to obviously have that tail mounted.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we don't have one that big, so you got to bring the tail.
Awesome. And, you know, I'll tell you, Gary did a really good job with it, too. He did just like you would if, you know, I mean, and everybody that's been here that's fished California halibut that's caught a big one, I mean, the key with those things is steady pressure. You know, I mean, you don't want to be super herky-jerky. As long as you just kind of glide them up, they'll come in. Well, you don't finesse glide a 360-pound fish very easily, but he did. I mean, he did an awesome job, and you wouldn't believe how quick Gary got that fish. I mean, it
10
was...
10 minutes?
Yeah, like a 10-minute fish. You know, just super heavy rod. Simon switched to all Talica 25s for his bait fishing reels, and we all said the same thing. That, I'm sure, played a huge part in it, because for a small-ish reel, that thing makes a ridiculous amount of torque. So in low gear, with a heavy rod and Power Pro, you can just turn the handle and just kind of glide the thing up, you know, as carefully as you can. And when it came up, it was unreal, yeah. Dude.
And that was day one.
That was day one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What a way to start, right?
It was cool, man.
But overall, the trip was great. You had phenomenal weather, right?
No kidding. I fished in a pair of AFCO board shorts and a t-shirt every single day of the trip. It was just awesome. Yeah, flat, calm, 70 degrees. It almost didn't rain, which is unheard of. I mean, you just expect it to rain every day because that's just what it does up there. That's why it's so beautiful and green and luscious. It rains every day, and it was just sunny and bright, and the fish were biting, and everybody was stoked.
Good king salmon fishing.
Yeah, I mean, limits virtually every day. And if you were willing to put just a teeny bit of work into it, you got limits absolutely every day.
And the limit was two fish per person per day, right?
Exactly, and all nice ones. You know, all just nice teeners to 20-pounders, and good fighting, good biting. It was just great. We did a lot more shallow water rock cod fishing than we have done in the past, which I thought was really cool. Light bass gear, lead head and swim bait, and, you know, catching big vermilion reds. The same rockfish we catch down here, vermilions and chuckleheads, but I mean, 5 and 6 and 8 and 10 pounders and ling cods, and just, it was an all-time trip.
Yeah, it's a fun time. So if you want to go next year, it actually leaves on Father's Day next year. I believe it's June 21st. So
what a cool gift for Father's Day.
Yeah, great Father's Day gift. This is on Sunday. Sunday of Father's Day comes back on Thursday. If you want to go with us, I'm going to tell you right up front. This trip is by far the most popular trip we do. It sells out
every year
very, very quickly. Don't wait till Fred Hall next year because it'll be gone.
Yeah.
It'll be sold out.
These dates, too, I know, you know, you've been doing the trip for close to 20 years. Yeah. And
This will be our 19th year next year.
And it's not like we always had this date. You know, I know you and Seth worked very hard to get this is as prime as their season gets because you get the mix of very good weather, the good king salmon fishing. You also have shots at silver, and then the halibut and rock cod and ling cod is just off the charts. And it's very, very popular, and it's never not a sellout.
And the food?
Oh, dude, it was so good this year. You know, they changed it up a little bit over the last few years. You know, you have several options. So if there's a fish dish that somebody doesn't like, there's always some killer prime rib or ribs or whatever. So there's always a few options. And it's always been good, but it's better than it's ever been before.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
so good.
Seth and Robert and all the guys, they do such a good operation up there. You want to go saltwater? I say it every time.
Yeah.
You want to go saltwater fishing in Sitka, Kingfisher Charters. It's like, why even think about it?
It's crazy how, I mean, and Brad, you can attest to this. It's crazy how just no-brainer everything. You don't do anything. I mean, you step off the plane and there's somebody with a sign with Kingfisher Charters and they pick you up and all the transfers and all the fishing and everything is handled. Like, just that's what always blows me away about fishing trips is that you can do something so many years in a row and there's just never a snag anywhere along the way. The fish is always processed perfect and killer. The crew and the boats are always clean and awesome, and the gear is there and the boots are there if you need it, and the ring. It's all the things they say they do. They come through 100%, and then they do so much more stuff that you don't hear about. It's just, it's awesome. It's such a good operation.
It was probably, you want to go back, Brad?
Well, 3 years ago when I went with you guys, it was like the most relaxing, fun trip that I've ever been on. I mean, everything, like you said, everything's taken care of. I mean, first class. The food, the preparation, the transportation, the boats, everything, the tackle.
Fish processing.
Everything. I mean, it's one of those things if you really want to go and just have the time of your life, that's the time to go.
And that's all inclusive too. You bought how many boxes of fish back?
Well, between Dad and I, we had five boxes.
Five full 50-pound boxes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, between
crazy.
The two of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like 250 pounds of filet.
A filet.
Prime Alaskan. I mean,
perfectly packaged, no trimming. I mean, like Pete always says, they're like the fisherman's processing north. You know, I mean, it's that kind of quality, which we don't just throw around. I mean, that's the benchmark of all benchmarks, and it's of that
the
quality.
The kind of stuff you can keep around for a year.
Oh, no
and
question.
It's still
perfectly absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
And what a cool thing too, like you say, being on Father's Day. I mean, that's such the rad thing to do with Dad if it's something you've always thought about. I mean, it's been a tradition that Dad and I won't ever not do. You know, it's the most fun, and it's a perfect trip to get to spend some time with somebody, too, because, you know, the fishing is not difficult as far as skill set goes, but there's still a challenge, and they just take care of everything for you.
Yep.
It's so easy, and it's a really cool way to...
It's an easy fishing.
The way the lodge is set up, you definitely still get to spend time with somebody like that. It's just a perfect Father's Day thing, and it's just an awesome trip. I already can't wait for next year.
So it's up on our website, hookup1090.com. Go to the trips page, and you'll see it down there, 19th Annual Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, 2016. Also, if you haven't seen the Facebook pictures or the Instagram pictures, why not?
Go check them out, dude.
You
they're
so like
cool.
Like us on Facebook and go check it out. It's on the icons on the top right page of our homepage, hookup1090.com. Just click on the Facebook or Instagram link, and that'll take you right there. Kingfisher Charters, thank you, Seth. Thank you, Robert. Thanks to all the guys for taking good care of our group.
They sure did.
A lot of smiling
yep.
faces.
Great times, guys.
Yeah. So, Rapala Lures, man. Speaking of which, man, let's shift gears and talk some tuna and yellowtail. It is the hot lure right now.
X-Rat Magnum. That's it.
Magnum.
That's
you guys
it.
Are just like flying off the shelves.
Absolutely. And, you know, the shops did at least the shops I call on, have done a very good job this year in, because of last year they kind of got short because the fishing was so good. So this year they kind of, preempted it and got a lot of stock in and stuff. So the store's got them, and it's the best lure, you know, not just because I sell them. I mean, because they work. And
What size? I mean, the cool thing about X-Rat Mags is they come in a variety of sizes.
Yeah, we got a 10, 15, 20, and 30, and that's the depth that they run. So
So that's what it relates to. It relates to
and all of our lures do that. Whether you're on a DT or whatever, it relates to the depth that the lures run. And the most popular locally here is the 20.
20.
15 is probably second, and go from there. So.
And the cool thing about the new X-Rat is with the plastic bill.
They
run true, and you don't have to tune them up every time you get bit.
Yeah. You know, the CD Magnums, which was our only lure for a long time in that saltwater.
Great lure.
Great lure, but it had a metal bill. And if it got out of tweak, you know, a little bit, it you had to retune it. And it took a little bit of time to do that. With X-Rat Magnums, I mean, right out of the box, they run true all the time.
True all the time.
They're
all tank tested.
All tank tested.
Yep. Yeah, they test every single one.
Every
of them.
Lure. Right.
Yeah.
It's
uh-huh.
crazy how fast you can tow those things when you need to, too. I mean, obviously they troll and track at any trolling speed. Those things track perfect all the time. But I can't tell you how many times we've been trolling and there's a spot up. You know, push the throttles forward and those things just dig in and keep running.
Yeah, there's lures.
Exactly. Yeah, you know exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we forgot to wind those in, but
they'll
still
troll
on.
Up to 11 knots.
Yeah,
11 knots.
Well,
yeah,
I'd say they troll at 11 knots, but I can assure you they'll dig deeper and faster than that.
Yeah, they
probably
will.
Probably
they
not
will.
What you should be doing.
You
kind of
have to put
it.
A parameter on.
Sure,
it.
Sure, we get it.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
But
pretty
so,
impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. But there's, I mean, we talk about bay fishing. We're talking about how good the bay fishing is right now, and the DTs are. Red
deep,
hot in the
they're bed. A great bait. They're a great bait for the kelp beds offshore as well, too. So, you know, we throw, our guys throw a lot of DT-16s on the outside of the kelp and do really good for calicos and that. So they're a great bait in the bay. My brother-in-law trolls and drift fish the bays with a variety of different cranks. That's all he fishes is crankbaits in the bay and catches halibut, catches everything. All the, you know, all the spotted bay bass, sand bass, calico, everything.
So if you had to select one lure for the bay, which one would it be?
I'd probably use a variety of like the DT-10, DT-16s.
So and like you say, that relates to how deep they're
how
running.
Deep it runs,
10
right?
10 feet, 16
mm-hmm.
feet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's kind
depth.
Of a so yeah. If somebody says, hey, we're trolling at 15, 16 feet, you can go get a DT-16 and feel comfortable that it's going to be at that depth.
In the zone.
I
mm-hmm.
like the. I'm a big fan of the X-Raps in the bay, not the X-Rat Magnums like we're used to trolling offshore, but just the. The standard X-Rap and saltwater X-Rap, which is a traditional minnow bait
right,
size,
right.
but a
mm-hmm.
much smaller bill that's just kind of a
right.
you know subsurface, kind of more shallow walk, but right size, right color.
Right.
Yeah.
I love those things.
Throw them, troll them.
Yeah. Fishing the surf for halibut.
Yeah.
Fishing the bay for corvina. Fish, you know, that calico bass, barracuda, bonita, you know, minnow style bait. They're just they're super tough. Cast a long way because they got that little weighted thing.
That weight transfer.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're cool.
A lot going on. So what else? I mean, you're a manufacturer's rep. You cover a lot of different things. that Rapala carries. It's not just lures. You do a lot of different stuff with Rapala, right?
Yeah. Well, under the umbrella Rapala, you got Rapala, you got Storm, you got Lure Jensen, you got Blue Fox, you got Terminator spinner baits, you've got Suffix line, you've got Williamson baits.
Yeah. The Williamson trolling lures are awesome.
Right. And then VMC, our hooks and stuff like that. Are under that umbrella as well.
So and they bring up the hooks on all the, whether it be any of the Rapalas, they come with the right hook. And
correct.
That's what's cool about
right.
it. You
right.
don't have to switch the hooks.
Very good call again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of the competition does not put components on that are as quality as what comes on on Williamson and Rapala.
Yeah, because sometimes when you change hooks, you put the wrong size hook on and you deter the action of the bait.
Right.
And we do a phenomenal job of making sure that they're matched up correctly.
Yeah, you don't have to do that with
correct.
Rapala. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because you own the hook company, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, so there you go.
That doesn't hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah, and a good line of knives and accessories.
Oh, yeah. Our fillet knives and stuff are legendary. They're Martini. They're made in Finland. They're super, super sharp, and that's kind of their claim and their benefit. So then they stay sharp. So.
I'll tell you something that's dumb that you probably wouldn't even know, but there's the hook file that everybody used all the time, the little yellow-handed hook file that was like in everybody's box. It went away a few years ago, and we were so bummed because that was the right hook file. It was cheap, and Rapala makes... It's the one. It's got a black handle now. And
right.
as dumb as it is, like for long range fishing, wahoo jigs and things like that, it's like the best accessory tool you could have. And when we found that just going through the Rapala catalog, oh my God, that's it! You know, we found it.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's phenomenal. Our accessories do. We do a phenomenal job with accessories. You know, everybody has pliers and stuff like that, but the Rapala accessories and tools do
stuff.
very
yeah,
well.
Really
they're
good.
Quality. They're do real
scales
well.
Everything
made
really
in
good.
And they're priced right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything's the base.
Well, the knives
in
are made in Finland, and some of the other stuff are made in other places. But,
yeah, sure.
But to our quality specs, and it comes out really well.
That's awesome.
Pretty impressive. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Brad's got a wealth of knowledge when it comes to fishing the right lure your boat.
You're not kidding. And
or your sport boat.
Yeah, well, and what a perfect timing, like you said, for it with all this fishing that's going on right now. And it certainly is. I mean, nowadays it's just the years of the swimming plug. You know, certainly feathers and cedar plugs still work, but it's just there's no denying that those fish are biting swimming plugs better. And that Rapala X-Wrap Magnum has just been the ticket, and all the great stuff going on with Rapala. So yeah, we're really stoked to have a guy like Brad in here answering your questions this morning. And if you want to be part of the show, we would love to hear from you. There is a ton to talk about. We're going to be getting great reports today and great information. If you want to join us, there's two ways you can do that. And the first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Now that you're going to get to talk to Brad and get your questions answered, we have also got an awesome prize. One lucky caller today is going to win a hand-picked Rapala and Williamson lure package, just including all the great things that you're going to be doing this saltwater season, handpicked by Brad and Pete. It's going to be a very, very cool kit. For one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Sea and board boats for every lifestyle and budget at the Progressive Insurance San Diego International Boat Show. Now through Sunday at the Sheraton Hotel and Marina on Harbor Island. Tickets at SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I'll tell you what, it's a really, really great time to get a Shimano Talica. Ricky was talking about the Talica 25. That thing is a beast.
It's crazy. That reel was the reason that we were able to put that fish on the boat as, you know, as quickly as we did. And Talica is one of those things that it's hard to describe until you feel it. And power is something that's lesser easy to explain out of a fishing reel, because kind of something you're not used to unless you fished a Trinidad or a Talica. But the amount of power that's in the handle, how much physically easier it is to turn the handle under a load, there's nothing like Talica.
No, and it's amazing, too, how lightweight and easy to cast a big reel
exactly. That
has the big power like that can be. So if you want a reel that can land the big fish, if you want a reel that you can cast the bait, you want a reel that's durable, it's going to stand up to the elements, it's Talica at your local Shimano dealer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
We got our buddy Mike Lum on the line who went on. You know, I got to tell you, this was such an incredible week for Friends of Rollo and such a great fundraising week for Friends of Rollo. And the guy that really made it happen is this guy, Mike Lum, who not only works for Friends of Rollo, but he also works for Fred Hall. He's kind of the key guy. He's the GM at Friends of Fred Hall. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Nice talking to all of you. And thanks, Pete. But, you know, the fact is Friends of Rollo is a wonderful organization that is successful because it gets support from so many parts of the industry and from so many great people that are willing to roll up their sleeves and dedicate time and products and resources and money. And this week was like the pinnacle of that as far as I was concerned. It kicked off on Monday evening at the Bally High over there, and that facility was gracious enough to let us go and take advantage of that beautiful patio that they have and put out a really great spread of appetizers. We had, not even sure what the actual number was, but I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 150, maybe a few more than that, that came over to meet and greet with the Wicked Tuna captains, Paul and Dave Marciano, and that just couldn't have gone any better. Everybody just had a wonderful time and supported the cause. We raised, I think we doubled what my expectations was,
yeah,
and just
right.
On that one evening, it was awesome.
Pretty amazing, and all the product, all the gifts that manufacturers and different people gave to that event, just to make that number happen for all of us, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was great. It really was. And then the next day, we left, and the two boats that were were kind enough to take a day out of their schedule and make it available to Friends of Rollo. We had the Eclipse Sport Fishing and Tribute Sport Fishing Tribute, this being their second year on this program. And, you know, the Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano and his wife Nancy, you know, flew out here just to do this for us. And this particular fundraiser couldn't happen without them. They are the heart of this fundraiser. And the Tuna Wars concept that Paul came up with was really fun. It created a lot of competition, and everybody was having a great time back and forth on that. And so we went out fishing on Tuesday evening. We left and fished a day and a half trip, basically, is what we were fishing. And we came back in, and we weighed the three biggest fish from both boats. And Tribute, the boat Tribute, rather, Tribute Sport Fishing, and Team Wicked Pissa has claimed the title of 2015 Tuna Wars champion.
Nice.
Congratulations to those guys. They did a wonderful job.
And you were on the boat, right?
I was on the Eclipse.
Oh, you were on the Eclipse. Okay.
Yeah. And
loser.
And I was. yeah. We were first place losers, and that's fine. Mike Battistoni and Dennis Yamamoto were the Rollo host over there on Tribute, and they led that team, and along with Captain Paul, and those guys came in first place, and I couldn't be happier for them. We are having some custom-made jackets made for that team that declares them the champions of Tuna Wars 2015. Paul and Dave are already talking about next year, and so that's a great sign that we're going to be able to duplicate this. And it couldn't have gone any better.
So tell us about the fishing, Mike. What won? What was the deal? How much how many fish did you catch? And how was the weather?
The weather was as good as it gets. You just
nice.
2 days on the ocean, and at any moment you could set a coffee cup on the rail and it wasn't going to go anywhere. It
nice.
Was just amazing, just beautiful. And the air temperature was great. So the weather was fine. There was tons of fish out there. I mean, you just see fish everywhere, and you get so excited because you pull up on a spot of breezers, you know, that go as far as you can see, and of course most of the time they won't bite, but the excitement of knowing that they might bite is keeps everybody pumped up. And we ended up catching, for the two boats, I think total boat counts added up to a little over 100 yellowfin and bluefin mixed, mostly
nice.
Yellowfin. There were a lot of yellowtail caught by the Tribute. We didn't fish the yellowtail on the Eclipse. We were trying to conserve bait for the purpose of hopefully getting into a wide open tuna bite, and that we knew that we needed the three biggest tunas, so that was just kind of a strategy we used. But the guys over on the Tribute caught some yellowtail. We did have one yellowtail on the Eclipse. That fish was real close to 30 pounds. It was
wow.
a beautiful fish, and it came right out of the middle of a school of tuna. It was like there was no kelp around. It was just really a surprise that it was caught, but beautiful fish. The quality of the fish was very consistent between the two boats. I would say the average size tuna was somewhere in that 25 to 35 pound range. The three largest fish weighed by Tribute weighed 114.1 ounces, and that was weighed in officially by Fisherman's Processing. They put up a scale at the
yeah, bottom. Sean, and Roger came down.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
fish.
And so that worked out really nice, and just to show you how close the thing was, they were at a little over 114, and Eclipse three biggest fish were 107. So.
Ooh,
oh, yeah, it was
really
tight,
close,
tight competition.
Five, 6, 7 pounds there.
You know,
and so was it all yellowfin, bluefin? What was what were the three fish?
It was definitely mixed, and I don't know what the actual count was, but just guesstimating, I would say it was real close to 50-50.
No, but the three fish weighed on each boat. Were the big ones all yellowfin, bluefin?
You know, I'm sorry, Pete, I don't know the answer to that. I was busy doing some other stuff, trying to get some things squared away when we got into the dock, and I didn't actually watch the weigh-ins. I don't know. But I know when I was looking at them pull the fish out of the hole on the Eclipse, I was surprised how similar the size of fish was. It was like, wow, this is going to be challenging just to figure out which one's the weigh. But so it was all pretty similar, and they were all in that 30-pound average range, which
Sweet.
Was just perfect for what we were doing. We had a lot of people on the boat that had never fished on the West Coast before. They flew out from back east to fish with these guys, and
wow.
so they got a real taste of what our style of fishing is, and they seemed to love it. I had several people come up to me and say, I mean, this is the best fishing trip I have ever been on in my life.
Wow. How cool is that, Mike? That's awesome.
So
yeah,
cool.
Really good.
So great for San Diego sport fishing and so great for Friends of Rollo because the amount of money raised is going to take a lot of kids fishing.
Well, that's how we all collectively, we love the competition and we love poking at each other, but the fact is the kids scored. The kids yeah. won. The kids came in first. And we are guesstimating it that this one event, this wicked tuna wars event that Paul and Dave are responsible for allowing us to do are going to benefit over 1,600 additional kids.
No wow. way. Is it really? Wow.
wow.
That's awesome.
So it'll take 1,600 additional kids fishing thanks yep. to the generosity of all the people that donated, all the people that donated their time and helped us all out making this thing possible. And well, some of those guys, Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute, what a great guy, and he generously gave us a great deal on the boat. Captain Mark Gillette, Chris Schweitzer aboard the Eclipse also did the same, just generous in their time and their boats and such like that. And the other guys, Mike Battistoni, what can you say about Mike? Mike is from Maui Jim, has just been so generous in his efforts and time and product for Friends of Rollo. You can see Mike today at the San Diego Boat Show. He's in the Maui Jim booth. At the San Diego Boat Show. So go by and say hi, Mike.
He would love it if you stopped by and said hello and thanked him for his role in this because he, you know, he's real kind of quiet about this kind of thing, but he is instrumental in this going on. And he started this last year and followed through with it this year. Yeah. And we owe him a lot of thanks for this.
And, it was his idea and his relationship, with Paul that really put the whole thing into rolls.
I wanted to also mention, I know Brad's in there today, Mag Instruments came through big time, and they presented every angler on these two teams with a Maglite flashlight, which was really cool. And then, of course, we had Land Rover of San Diego and Mercedes-Benz of El Cajon, outside of the industry, of course, and they contributed with cash to help make this thing successful. So we had people from all over helping us help these kids, and I just can't thank everybody enough for all the time and effort and resources that they used, but it was all worth it.
Yeah, really tremendous, and thanks to you and Tim Baker for really the extra effort that you guys always do for Friends of Rollo. You guys just make it happen. You put it out. And Steve Pinard at Dana Landing really put a lot of effort into this thing, or a lot of people to make this thing work. And on a sad note, I want to say that we lost a great friend this past week. Dave Gabriel, Patrick G's partner at G Outdoors, sadly passed away on, I believe it was Sunday night. And Patrick was supposed to go on the Tribute and called me up and had to, of course, not go. But Patrick was a huge supporter of Friends of Rollo and the trip and such like that. But Dave Gabriel just suddenly passed away in his sleep. It's really a tragic loss for the industry because Dave has been involved with Shimano and G Outdoors and Patrick's right-hand man for so many years.
He was one of those great guys that a lot of people never had an opportunity to meet because he was always a little behind the scenes, but yep. he was the most pleasant guy. Never ever saw him without a smile or something funny or kind to say. And every fundraiser I think I've ever done for all different organizations, I see him there. So he didn't miss much.
No. He was always there and always willing to help and put out his hand and help you out. Like you say, Patrick's kind of the front scenes guy of G Outdoors. Dave was the back scenes guy, and we're really going to miss him for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And sadly, you know, Patrick was saying he's the healthiest guy I know. So the message there, go fishing.
Yes.
That's true, man.
You never know.
That's absolutely true.
You got to go fishing. So, hey, Mike, thank you very much for all your efforts with Friends of Rollo. Big success. 2015 Tuna Wars. Get ready. 2016 is coming.
I'm already working on them.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
We'll see you later.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. Anyone want to talk to Brad?
You got it, man. Well, the phones literally are packed. Every single line is full right now. We're going to start it off with Rich, who's calling us from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everybody doing this morning?
That's good.
I've got a little fishing report and then a question for Brad. Went out on the overnight on the Ultra Thursday. We fished San Clemente and end up with 14 yellowtail that the seals didn't get. My son got his personal best. I ended up with about a 30-pounder myself.
Nice.
And the jackpot was a 40-pounder. And you really need fresh line, 40-pound test, and some good drag to get those fish in. Anyway, and the calico bass just went nuts out there. They were eating the paint off the boat. It was unbelievable.
Awesome.
With limits of calico bass for everybody on the boat, and it was only 10 people on the boat, and it was great fishing.
Wow. What a cool trip, Rich.
Wow.
The Ultra, those guys work hard over there chasing those seals away and doing all they could to help people catch fish, and they were quite a good crew, and my kudos to them. My question to Brad is, how do you tune the old Rapalas? Because I have quite a collection of the old metal type of Rapala, so I wanted to know how you tune them.
The old CD mags on the metal bill, you basically see which way it's running and then bend the bill in that direction, believe it or not. So you keep having to, you know, basically put it in the water on a short line and just see if it tracks straight.
So if it's tracking left, you bend a bill to the left?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
If it's tracking right, you bend the bill
right,
to the right.
Correct.
Just a little bit at a time.
Just a little bit at a time. Yeah, you don't want to overdo it. But,
yeah, and then just do it until it tracks straight.
Yeah, you know, some guys are really proficient at it. I mean, they tweak it pretty quick, but it takes a little bit of time. But you can get them to track true again. So.
Yeah, and they work.
They work great.
Yeah. Always have. I bet you there. We talked about this before, and I know the guy we're getting ready to talk to, Castle, backed this up. I think that there has to be more fish caught on those lures than probably all other lures combined. You know, I mean, the thing is, they work everywhere, and that's the first thing we always say when somebody's going to some crazy exotic destination that nobody's ever been to, or you know, I'm going to fish in X crazy spot. We always say, well, take a Rapala. You know, they'll bite that.
They'll bite that
everywhere.
You know they'll bite that everywhere.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Rich.
All right. Hey, and speaking of that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the man, Richard Castaneda from Castors, is standing by. Today, that catch report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability, and the local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks your go-to circle hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it very easy to hook your bait. The wire gauge is perfect on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks, and that truly is why it's my favorite circle hook. And it's a designer style hook that's very sharp, but it's not ridiculously heavy gauge wire, so it doesn't drag your bait down. It's plenty strong for everything we do around here. It is the right hook.
I'll tell you, our personal experience on Wednesday, we had a really good day of yellowtail fishing on the local kelp paddies. I didn't miss one fish with the Nautilus circle hooks. The guys that were on, other guys on the boats, they missed some fish. But that Nautilus circle hook, I'm telling you.
I agree.
I'm a big believer. It works.
You know, I work in a tackle store and have the opportunity to use absolutely every fish hook that's out there. And that's not something I say for the radio show. That Nautilus circle hook is the one that I use. I really like it. 3-0 on sardines and 6-0 on mackerel. That is my favorite. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on. We got the cast man. Richard Castaneda from Castors is standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Hey, you and I are the only guys that really know how to pronounce the word Rapala.
I can't listen
to him.
Cass has always got my back
on this.
There's
an individual sitting next to you that for some reason says Rapala.
Right?
It's job security.
We'll straighten them out, Cass.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, the thing is, too, is to fine tune those, you know, when they start running to the right or running to the left, just like you said, you know, bend it to the right or bend it to the left, whatever way it's running, but it's such a light tweak. I've seen guys do it, and then next thing you know, they're throwing the damn thing in the trash. Of course, you know who goes fix it up, don't you?
Castman knows how to tune them up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've had a lot of practice with them, but, yeah, they're great, great lures. And I always make sure I pack that purple one and the blue mackerel always are on my tackle bag. But, Ricky, man, we're here.
Oh, it's on, Cass.
I'm leaving tomorrow, and I'll see you on Monday, and we're off. It's going to be a great trip. And
wait a minute, Ricky just got back.
What's that?
He just got back.
Well, you know, I've been
taking him away from us again.
But I'm kind of the union rep for Ricky. You know,
that's right. Yeah,
Cass, negotiation.
For we've talked about this for many years. Cass always got my back.
That's right. Going to Christmas Island.
It's my agent.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Ken Ross sent me a picture last night, Ricky, of a GT that was caught at Christmas Island. I'm not a GT. I'm sorry. A dogtooth tuna.
And it is verified. They do have them there. It was a small one, but, you know, I figure, hey, if there's a small one, there's got to be a mama and papa out there. So we're definitely going to disprove that thing. We're going to work hard to make sure we get at least one or two.
We're going
to
do it, man.
And take some pictures. But as far as the fishing down the south goes, anywhere from Loretto, those Dorados still haven't come in. They're seeing Dorado, but they just haven't come in big numbers. Still catching yellowtail at 200 feet deep. You know, and you move on down to La Paz and the East Cape area and all the way to Punta Gordo and out to the Intergordo banks there. Things really slowed down this past week. Still getting a few tuna, still getting a few Dorado. Somehow the Wahoo disappeared for a while, so I don't know what's going on, but they are getting a pretty good rooster fish bite along the beaches. There's some nice fish, some 50, 60 pounders. You know, that Las Arenas area there in La Paz, and of course you get down to Fraley's and that area there, the lighthouse on the East Cape area, and there's just some great rooster fish, going on down there. Also, of course, the billfish are there, always there this time of year. Striped marlin, starting to get a few blues this time of year. A couple of 100 pounders, 200 pounders, 300 pounders, were caught this past week on the resorts there on the East Cape. And we moved over to Mazatlan there. Here again, so-so, nothing spectacular. Still getting a few more sailfish now in the count. Striped marlin basically have left, and they're here again. They're getting a few blue marlin. Then we get down to Zihuatanejo there. Some really good fishing about 2 miles off the beach there. Quite a few sails, occasional blue marlin. And the thing that's really going off there is the rooster fish along the beaches there. They're getting a lot of roosters, 15, 16 strikes a day. They're nice quality fish, anywhere from 20 to 40 pounds. So some good action going on there. But that's a report for this week, Pete. Of course, I'm gone. I won't talk to you guys next week. I'll be somewhere.
Well, Ricky's got a satellite phone, so he's going to hopefully call in from Christmas Island.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I will do my very
best. All right.
Yeah.
Unless Cass got me chasing a dog tooth tuna or something.
Hey, but Ricky,
we're going to give it our best shot.
Ricky, you got to remember what time of the morning is when you're getting up to make that call.
Well, either way, I figure it, Cass. I got enough rum that if we need to stay up late, we'll do that. If we need to get up early, then we'll do that too. Whatever it takes, you know, we're going to make it happen.
You know what? I'm looking at two bottles I'm taking with me right now.
We're going to have a great Cass, I can't wait. Stayed up all night packing gear, and we're going to have an absolute blast, and can't wait to tell everybody about our great trip when we come back.
Yeah, exactly. And I just finished packing my bag, and it's ready to go. The only thing I've got to do is weigh it, see where it's at. Hopefully it's under 50.
Yeah.
I
don't
work
forget,
on that.
We have our dates for 2016. It's going to be in May. We're really looking forward to that, too. So if you miss this year, you want to go to one of the most amazing places you've ever experienced in your life, Christmas Island, for really, it's a pretty good deal for what it is.
Well, you know, Pete, since we found out that they do have dog tooths there, you don't have to travel halfway around the world to find a dog tooth tuna now. It's going to be a lot closer, a lot easier to get to, and a lot cheaper.
Okay, we're counting on you on that.
We're going to make it happen, Cass.
We're there, man. I've got plenty of butterflies and heavy ones so we can get down that 400 feet.
Well, have a great trip, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander. The newest addition to their family, the 65-foot Commander is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley, perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room with a rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at the cliffsportfishing.com or commandersportfishing.com. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters. So gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
Angler Management Sport Fishing is proud to announce the latest addition to their fishing fleet. The 50-foot Bluefin will operate 12 pack trips this summer from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Angler Management Sport Fishing and Captain Bob Aronson have developed the ultimate charter operation. Now, three fine boats, a 35-foot Cabo Yacht Sport Fisher for up to six anglers, a 26-foot Scout for up to four anglers, and now the Bluefin for up to 12 anglers. Check out amsportfishing.com and book your own charter today.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Hey, we got Brad Styler from Rapala Lures in here, and you have a bunch of other stuff that you represent too, right?
Oh gosh, we're
big in guns, right?
Yeah, fall goods, hardware items, and stuff like that. We have over 50 lines that we represent.
50 lines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're a busy guy.
Exactly. That's why I don't get to go fishing that much.
How long have you been in this industry?
Let's see. 40 years.
40 years. Yeah. So you've seen some things.
Yeah.
You started when you were four.
Yeah.
What you're saying. Yeah.
No, I'm actually starting to fossilize right now. Yeah. So.
Indeed. So Brad has a lot of knowledge for you, so take advantage of it.
You got it, man. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones because they're packing up and start with Roy, who's calling us from San Diego. Hi, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Great.
Great. I'm hanging out at the beach today and stuff, and you guys were talking a little bit earlier about using the Rapalas in the surf.
Yeah.
Which ones are you using and how are you kind of using them exactly?
It depends on what you're fishing for, really, but any of the small, I was talking earlier about, like on the Corbina and that, it's a lure we've had a long time, the mini fat wrap in the silver, looks like a little sand crab. And you can set it up Carolina type style and fish it that way in the surf. And
When you say fish it Carolina style, so you have like a weight above it?
I put a little weight above it because what happens is when you're going along the sand and the surf there, it kicks up the sand a little bit,
okay,
like a sand crab and that, kind of like an attractant kind of a deal.
And does it have a bill on it? Does it dive?
It does have a small bill on it and that. So it digs in the sand and kicks it up like a sand crab would.
A mini fat wrap.
Mini fat wrap, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works good. But and Rick was talking about, you know, some of the smaller minnow patterns, you know, in the X-wraps. And,
yeah.
You know, we make small ones of that. Anything that looks like a little bait fish that, you know, would be in the surf.
If you were
whatever,
trying to catch a halibut or maybe a white sea bass, something along those lines, I really like the X-wrap or really any of that 4 to 5 inch suspending style jerk baits.
Right.
You know? And
right.
And I know, you know, I know Rapala makes a lot of different, you know, of that suspending style minnow bait. You know, 4 inches long, kind of skinny, where you can wind, when you turn the handle, it swims, and when you pause it, it stops in that
right.
same particular spot.
Yeah.
You can jerk it with a slack line and make it real, you know, sweep to the left or to the right fairly erratic. I like those, just the regular X-Wrap. Not the Magnums like we're used to fishing, but just the regular X-Wrap.
Regular X-Wrap.
Yeah, another bait that works really well is our new Scatter Wrap in the minnow. On a straight retrieve, on a straight wind, it'll actually dart to the right and left by itself. So it, you don't have to have a little trick or impart any
nice.
Additional action on it. So that Scatter Wrap in the
scatter
minnow.
Wrap.
Scatter Wrap.
And that's a relatively new bait. By
it's about 2 years old,
yeah.
And it's been around a long time over in Europe, but it came over here in the U.S. They have some baits that they have over there that are coming over here now that they've had for a long time, and Scatter Wrap is one of them. And it has a unique bill on it that, like I said, from a straight retrieve, it'll dart right or left
wow.
by itself. So. It's actually for the fishermen that can catch anything that maybe isn't finessing or know how to do that too much. It's a great bait for the beginner and,
cool.
as well as the advanced angler.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Dan calling us from San Diego. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. First of all, I've got a question. It's actually about swim baits, but I did want to say I've been using Rapala since the early 1970s, and since I was so young that I didn't even realize that there were other brands. Of
there is no other
yeah,
brand.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool.
And I've still got some of those old ones.
Oh, great.
I don't think I'd use them anymore just because I don't want to lose them. They hold so many memories for me. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm glad you're here on the show. I'm heading over to Cedrus Island this summer, and I wanted to get some advice on swim baits for the calicos, what type of head, what type of plastic, colors, that kind of size, that kind of stuff. I'll probably be using it on a little kind of a lightweight, maybe a 3,000 spinning reel with 30-pound braid.
Well, I'll tell you what, on the Rapala side, you guys have some stuff that really works well.
Well, if he's talking swim baits, it's actually under our Storm brand. And, you know, we do make a mackerel, a sardine pattern, and we make them from 3-inch all the way up to 6-inch. And the 5-inch always seems to be the best, kind of the best size with all the swim baits, whether they're, you know, other manufacturers or whatever. So, I mean, that would be the place
so
to start.
Storm, I didn't even know you guys made those.
Yeah, it's under our Rapala brand. Normark is the parent company, and Rapala is under that, along with Storm. And
those things are amazing. Those are amazing in the surf and the bay, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Storm lures,
But the anchovy color always works well everywhere,
okay.
and it truly looks like an anchovy, and the coloration on it and the it just works great.
I'm on your site right now. I just clicked on Storm. Is that where I should click on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a jerk bait.
Yeah, well, no, it's a swim bait, so it's a plastic bait.
They,
okay.
I was saying, a lot of browns and greens have always been really good at Cedros, and red. Anything with red, you know, and like that brown with a lot of red flake is always a really good color to use. And you know, and the one thing I'll say, too, and don't get me wrong, a 3,000 size spinning reel with 30-pound, you're going to be able to catch a ton of fish. If the budget allows for it, Dan, an additional heavier bass rod would not be a bad call. I mean, a 3,000 size reel is of good size, but you know, you can potentially do so much calico bass fishing and potential of big ones down there at Cedros, and a reel that's going to fish 65-pound braid and you'll be able to make a lot of casts is not a bad call. So, you know, either, you know, I mean, I think that if you just...
Air on the side of heavy when you go to Cedros.
You got it. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's time for our catch report. You stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming. You stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whalers Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whalers Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whalers Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
My angler H2O. Like the mighty flounder, I will keep one eye on the pole and the other watching for rogue waves. I'll save water by taking shorter showers and enthusiastically celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Aye.
I will chat up the locals before launching in unfamiliar waters. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam 4-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha 4-stroke. Perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad.